All right, so things happen every once in a while that I am just dying to know your take on. And this is one of those moments where something happened in the world of pop culture, and I really kind of want to hear what you think about it. So this is going viral right now. There's this woman who works at a jewelry store, and a guy came in, and he wanted a gift for his wife. You know, it's their anniversary. He wanted a gift. But then once he was done with that gift, he also needed a gift for his girlfriend.
Today, a man came in looking for a gift for his wife for their 10th year anniversary. And I said, anything else for you today? And he said, no, that's it for her. But I do want to make another purchase using a separate credit card. And could you possibly create a different account for me? And I said, sure. What are you looking for? And he said, do you have anything that says happy 1 year anniversary? And I said, yes. He had me mark a K for Kristen on the bottom of his wife's bag and an L for Laura on the bottom of his girlfriend's bag. And I just remembered that his wife's name is Laura and his girlfriend's name is Kristen. I must have mixed up the bags.
So she purposely mixed it up so that way he's going to give his girlfriend the wife's gift and the wife the girlfriend's gift.
She needs to be fired immediately because you have to be able to trust the person at the Ellsberg Diamonds not to spill your stuff out, you know, in the street. You can't do that.
Yeah, but it's not doctor-patient confidentiality. She's not a gynecologist.
It should be.
She's just a jewelry store girl.
Yeah, but that's still telling secrets. That's not good.
I think she has the freedom to say and do whatever she wants because he made her part of it. You know, if he came in and said, I want to buy two different gifts on two different accounts and didn't really tell her much about it, be very unprofessional of her to mix up the bags and then make a video about it. The fact that he told her, you know, the fact that it's involving her. So now she's kind of complicit in it.
You know how you avoid this? You don't buy him anything. You don't buy jewelry for any woman, wife, girlfriend, nobody. Then you won't get into this mess.
This is your philosophy. Spend no money on anybody. Buy no gifts for anybody.
Right. And then you won't get caught. You don't get caught if you don't buy anything. So just don't buy anything. As soon as you buy a 10-year anniversary, no, you don't start that because if you're with her longer, she's just going to expect something afterwards for the 11-year, the 12-year. She's going to always expect that. And now the girlfriend's going to expect the 2-year, you know, jewelry. This guy's going down the wrong road.
Yeah, you guys set the precedent early. I buy you nothing. Maybe we can go out for dinner. Or maybe we can go do something together. But other than that, I'm buying you no gifts.
Yeah. Hats off to you for pulling this off for a year and the wife not knowing. Good job. But you're really not that smart.
No. Or they have an open marriage. That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't think that many people. You think everybody has an open marriage. I don't think
a lot of people do. More people than you think have open marriages or some kind of what they say, a don't ask, don't tell policy. You'd be shocked at how many people you and I both know that are in that scenario. They just don't talk about it because they don't want to be judged, you know, or it's none of your damn business. So they're not going to tell you.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
I know a lot of people who are in that sort of scenario.
Then you got to tell your friends because you could be out with another girl and then, you know, the friend goes crazy and, you know, comes up and starts smacking you and stuff.
No, that's why you got to tell your friends. Because if I go somewhere and I see this one particular friend of mine, I see her husband a lot because he works in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They live in Brooklyn. They don't live anywhere near me, but I see the husband around a lot. So if he's out with another woman, she needs to let me know that not to call her and be like, listen to what I saw today. Like Dave was out at this bar with this chick. Like she wants me to know that they have a policy. Mm-hmm. So I should MYOB, you know, mind my own beeswax.
Right. And don't buy him anything.
Don't buy him any gifts. That's a good philosophy in general.
For anybody. Nobody should get a gift. So then you're not in trouble. And you get to save money at the same time.
And be perceived as cheap.